I'm sitting here with Dr. Precious Hall. She's a political analyst and a professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Dr. Hall, thank you so much for chatting with me.
Thank you for having me.
Early voting numbers have been released. I mean, where do we stand on early voting? What have you seen so far?
Nevada is unique in that we're one of the few states that actually pre-releases the early voting numbers, which some people argue is a little bit unfair. Because for states who don't pre-release those numbers, for the few states that don't have early voting, that can kind of sway how other people close to us in neighboring states vote. And that's where we have the issue of it being sort of unfair. With that being said, we have the numbers, and the numbers show that we are leaning slightly Democratic. So it's sort of expected at this point for Nevada to go to Hillary Clinton, but it's going to be close. What's interesting about us is we have about a 90% accuracy of picking the person who will win the presidential election. We're actually the third state, I believe, behind Ohio, New Mexico, and then Nevada. That means nothing for Tuesday. If this election has taught us anything, it's that this election defies all norms.
The last poll I saw was within the margin of error. I mean, do you have a sense of how close it is or how much it's leaning Democratic as of right now?
We have to be careful when we use and we talk about polling. However, it is expected to be close. I think what we may wind up seeing is that the popular vote may be close, but there's probably going to be an electoral college win, hands down, undisputed win. I don't think the electoral college will be as close as the popular vote.
Let's shift gears to the other big ticket race in Nevada, and that's the U.S. Senate race between Joe Heck and Catherine Cortez Masto. Where do we stand on that race?
You know, I think most people would have said up until about, what is it, a month ago when the sexual harassment tapes came out and Joe Heck, you know, renounced his endorsement of Donald Trump. I think that people might have said that he actually would have won it. I think Masto is going to take it just because it's just sort of been a downhill trajectory for him. For the past month, you have him renouncing his endorsement of Trump. Then you have that commercial that's been playing like crazy with him saying that my voters don't deserve to know who I'm going to support because it's a personal decision. So the advertising and the messaging from the Masto supporters has been sort of on point. So I think Masto is going to win. I again think it's going to be a close race. I'm not going to say she's going to blow him out, that it's going to be hands down, but I think it's going to be close, but I think she's going to win. We probably will not have a final decision on the Senate race. We might actually be leading into a recount just to make sure. I think it's going to be close.
So you're actually predicting such a close race that it could actually lead to a recount.
I'm going to say that. Now, what we have to really be concerned about is the down ballot voting. So you're going to have a large group of people who just vote for the president and submit the ballot and that's it, which is problematic for the rest of the races on the ballot. So the reason why I say it might be so close is because I think there's going to be a large group of people who just simply choose not to vote for those down ballot.
How would you say the presidential campaign is impacting some of these down ballot races?
The candidates for president have been so controversial in and of themselves that honestly, I feel like the down ballot races haven't really had a chance to talk about themselves. They've only had opportunity to defend who's on their ticket at the top, which I think is going to come back to maybe haunt us in the end, because can we really say that we know what we're really going to get with a Catherine Cortez Masto or a Joe Heck? Can we really say what their policy positions are? Or can we just say, well, she was a Democrat and I supported Hillary, so I'll support her. Or he was a Republican and I supported Trump, so I'll support him. Because really, the majority of their race has really been about defending the top of their tickets, which is unfortunate for actually having substantial conversation about what are you actually going to do.
Both in the presidential and Senate races, we've seen a lot of negativity. Is this in line with what we normally see, or is this just one of those years where this is what we're going to get?
Well, in every campaign, there's always some measure of negativity, but I think we've kind of been spoiled, particularly with our president the past 8 years with President Obama, that he really tried to make a conscious effort not to go negative. So really, it's kind of been sort of shocking to see all the negativity this presidential campaign. Because of all of this negativity, there are going to be large groups of people who are just unsatisfied whichever way this election goes. What are we going to do with them? How do we unite this country after? And this is one of our longest presidential elections. This election has been going on for about 19 or 20 months. What are we going to do with the large groups of people who have been fed constant negativity for the past year and a half. And we're just going to say, oh, I'm sorry, your chosen candidate didn't win. Come and support me now. Come and believe in me. I think the real question is, what are we going to do after? The reality for how we operate in this country, unfortunately, is this. When the election is over, when the Electoral College casts their votes in December, when the president is sworn in on January 20th, the parties will have their eyes on the 2020 election. That's the reality of the situation. So they're not going to have any sort of motivation to work together. What they should be doing is finding common ground, but I don't believe that that will be happening.
Clark County historically is more Democratic leaning, and Washoe County in Northern Nevada is a little bit more Republican leaning. So I'm curious to know what your thoughts are on Washoe County and the Northern Nevada area here.
Well, this is the thing. Even though in terms of voter registration, there are more registered Republicans than there are Democrats, there's a large number of nonpartisan voters. And that's the key. Democrats are more than likely going to vote for Clinton. Republicans are more than likely going to vote for Trump. It's that large group of nonpartisan independent voters that we have to be concerned about. Even though there are more registered Republicans in Washoe County, the reality is, if we factor in the nonpartisan voters, let's say 70-75% of those voters went Democratic, there would be more Democratic votes than Republican votes. So we have to consider the fact that we have so many nonpartisan voters.
So it's really up in the air.
It's going to come down to the nonpartisans and the independents, which I think is going to be true for a majority of the country.
I do want to ask you about the situation in Reno over the weekend with Trump. There was a lot of chaos and confusion happening, but the person at the center of this was shown to be a Republican who showed up to the rally with a Republicans Against Trump sign. What does this say about where we are in this political season?
This says that we are in a mean and nasty state, and this is evidence as to why we have to be concerned about what's going to happen in our country on Wednesday. This event showed a couple of things. One, mass hysteria is real. Two, it's so easy to make a situation bigger than it actually is with no actual proof. So the very fact that someone can just yell gun or heard that someone had a gun and that people felt like they could tackle this gentleman, that they could put their knees on his heads and they could actually subdue him for simply saying that I'm a Republican and I do not support our party's nominee, is crazy. And what we have to understand is that these same people will be in existence on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And if Trump does not win, how are they going to treat people who within their own party come out and said, you know what, I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't support him. And I think what we're going to see is, and what we've already seen is, we'll lose civility. But the greater consequence when you lose civility is you lose conversation.
Okay, we're hours away from being in the throes of elections. So anything else?
Everything I've said could totally be proven wrong. You can predict, but that human factor, you can never accurately 100% predict. But hopefully we can live in peace no matter what happens.
Dr. Precious Hall is a political scientist and professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you.